1/12 of the kingdom. So that's a warning. But he's still one of the ancestors of Jesus. You know, we have once or twice every year, we have that list, the genealogy of Jesus, right? Starts off, genealogy of Jesus, the son of God, and the son of Abraham. And then it goes through the list. And in that list, there's something wrong with a lot of them. Why? Because God can work with anything if we'll just yield to him. I mean, he'd much rather have, you know, two saints have a child and raise the child to be a saint. But if it doesn't happen, he can still work. And so that's the... Then we have this text here, and it shows from the gospel, which shows us how we'll do anything except have a conversion. You want to stay pure and upright with God, just eat these foods, and don't eat these foods. It's got nothing to do with it. But it's much easier than being morally upright, but being honest and courageous and chaste, and, you know, better just don't eat pork or something, you know. We do that, don't we? We make up little rules to hold up the big rules, because we really are not, our hearts are not totally given over to God. And so, you see, our Lord says, "Hear me, all of you, and understand, nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person. It's just food. But the things that come out from within, they are what defile." Now here are the apostles, the founders of the whole church until the Lord comes back, right? And what do they say? His disciples question him about the parable. It's not even a parable. "Are you even likewise without understanding? Don't you realize that everything that goes into a person from outside cannot defile?" You have to watch what you eat, and you can fast, and you can, you know, and if you're allergic to peanut butter, you don't eat it. I mean, but it's what comes from inside. And that's the challenge the Lord gives us today, you see. It's what comes out of a man that defiles him. From within the man, from his heart, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, and so forth. That's what defiles us. And so the call is, come to me. Every day we receive the body and blood of the Lord, right? That's meant it's coming from outside us, into us, to heal, to change what's wrong inside. And that's why it's such a precious gift. Because when the Lord is present in us, right after communion, we have the whole infinite fire of the Trinity going from our poor little heart up to the Father. Isn't that amazing? You know, we're in the rhythm of the Trinity. God is three persons. And they are infinitely in love with each other, infinitely powerful and wise, infinitely merciful. And we know that. We've been told that. And the Lord will impress the truth of it on our spirit, even if it goes beyond our mind. You know, how does that work out? Well, it can work out. That was the big, the early debates between the Muslims and the Christians was on this point. You worship three gods, not one God. Allahu Akbar. Only Allah is, you know. They said, "Oh, that's not true. This possibility." And when they got finished, they had to say, "All right, you know, we don't agree with you, but you're not polytheists. You believe in one God. And so, you see, it's that knowledge of the Trinity that can hold our spirits in awe. And that Trinity dwells in us at this very moment. In every one of us, the Father is begetting his Son, and the Son is reflecting back the Father and the Spirit in us right now. And that's the call. Preserve that. And let the Lord bring us to an awareness of that. I'm sure you've all heard of Sister Elizabeth of the Trinity, I suppose. Maybe you haven't. Carmelite nun, just about the same time as Saint Therese, but in another convent. And she was graced with this awareness of the indwelling Trinity. She's called herself Sister Elizabeth of the Trinity. And her sort of motto is the one from when our Lord said to Zacchaeus, you remember at Jericho? Zacchaeus, hasten and come down. She said, that's addressed to us. Hasten and come down. Get into your own interior and worship the Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be ravished by who dwells in you. When that happens, then what comes out of us is pure and holy, strong and full of light. And we can help many people come to know God. And that's the, it's not what you eat, you know. You can have all the, whatever you're going to have for breakfast you want, you know. Not going to make you unclean. But our thoughts and our actions and our lack of worshiping the Trinity, that's what can make us unclean.